Today I'm talking about the possible mechanism of the osteogenesis of this virus. Since Dr. Ripkin has been talking about the nature of this virus, I briefly introduce this virus first. So, Bonadieu's virus is non-segmented, never extremely RNA virus that is characterized by the neurotrophies and cytoplasmic duplication and persistent infection and repolarization for transcription duplication. This virus contains at least 6 proteins in the periods. PDB infects the central nervous system of almost all warm blooded animals and causes behavior abnormalities that present to the human mental disorders. Natural infection of one of these viruses found in many species of vertebrates, and the infection is now found worldwide. Epidemiologists, this virus suggests that the human may be a target for this virus infection, but its relation to the specific disease has not been known yet. But we have reported that the PDB was isolated from the brain of schizophrenic patients. Our question is, what is the neurogenesis of this virus? This virus infection may be created from environmental factor with other factors to induce a neuropsychiatric disease. So, how does PDB induce neurodegeneration in infected animals? The first mechanism is the immunomediated damage of infected brains. The second is direct effect of virus infection to the neuronal cell function. So today I focus on this second mechanism. Direct effect of this virus is found in the immunocompetent rodent model, such as neonatal rats or chagas. PDB infected neonatal rats show no severe inflammation in the brain, but induce dysgenesis in the specific regions in the brain, especially the hippocampus and the cerebrum. Infected neuronal cells lose their plasticity and vibration ability and viabilities. This annual model shows the hyperactivity of learning deficit or neurodevelopmental abnormalities. So, what causes the brain disturbance without human pathological damage in the infected animals? That may be bioproteins. This virus contains up to 6 open red brain in the gene. Among them, we are focused on the P24 protein as a neurotrophic factor. P24 phosphoprotein is a possible cofactor for the PDB polymerase, and this protein also abundantly expressed in brain, infected brains. And P protein exists in both the cytoplasm and the nucleus of infected cells. And we now think of possibilities of accumulation or expression of this protein from infected cells. So how does the P24 protein induce the brain damage? To answer this question, we have tried to identify a host set of factors interacting with the P24 protein. As we reported in the last year, the protein directly binds to the amphotericin. As you can see here, P24 protein and amphotericin co-localize in the nucleus of the infected cells. So, what is amphotericin? Amphotericin is a membrane binding protein of 30 kD identified as a urate aldose factor. And this protein is a developmental regulated protein abundantly expressed in embryonic and immature brains. Amphotericin secretes from cell surface and binds to its receptor range to induce cell process. recent ideas also suggest that updating is much functional project. As I told you earlier, the stress of cytokine such as IL-beta directly induced updating and bind between phage and updating induced a signal calling the CDC42, LAD1 or MAPK, and result in the neuronal development and cell survival. It is known that this signal is important for the cell migration or structure formation or cytoskeleton formation of cell-to-cell adhesion and initial expression. In addition, uptake has also important role in the nucleus. Uptake directly binds to the P53, and this interaction enhances the binding P53 to the promoter that contains the P53 binding site and activate transcription. So that's actually getting infection or infected protein interfere with the complete function in people. We next show the several evidence of uptake dysfunction in the BD infected cells or by P24 protein. The first, the BD infection inhibits cell process upwards. Clarified P24 protein in the many as well as BD infected cells significantly reduce the cell process outgrowth or the right outgrowth with cells culture on the Raman encoded rate. The second, BDP infection also affects cell migration. BDP infected cell significantly reduced the cell migration ability to the Raman encoded lower surface from the upper using the transverse chamber rate culture systems. Third, we also analyze the cell-to-cell adhesion of BDP infected cells, prolonged stress such as heat shock or UV or serum starvation and drug treatment such as TPA. TPA enhances the cell migration after detaching each cell. So, BDP infected cells show clear morphological alterations such as rounding or gravity migration and show the hypotarchy. So this result indicates that BDP infected cells reduce the ability of cell-to-cell adhesion. I didn't show the data here, but we have the possibility that BDP infected cells contains a defect in the signals involving cell-to-cell adhesion. Fourth, BDP P24 protein interferes with the interaction between P53 and after the nucleus. Transient transcriptional analysis indicate that promoter activity of cyclin G that is enhanced in the presence of P53 and amplitude protein was induced when P24 protein exists in the cells. So now we have known that P24 protein and P53 protein bind the same region on the amplitude protein. So this result suggests that the BDP infection for P24 protein may inhibit the amplitude function in infected cells. So what is the effect in the infected brains? To answer this question, we first have to know the amplitude dynamics in the brain. But unfortunately, at present, there's only a few papers available for the amplitude dynamics in the brain, and there's no detailed report. So we first determine this. In situ hybridization with a lab brain using the amplitude analysis model indicates that expression of amplitude protein is rather decreased with according with the aging. At 28 days after the birth, so you can see the it's any special time that brought in the rain. But interestingly, after the expression was rapidly induced or enhanced by the heavy injection of the LPS that induced the hyaluronic venom in the brain. So this result indicates that amphetamine is developmentally regulated and stress induced protein in the lab brain. Also, this suggested was an important rule amphetamine in terms of development and that brains. So, how does the PDV infection influence the dynamics of the brain? Unfortunately, we cannot see any difference in the amphetamine expression between the PDV infected by the brain and the amphetamine infected by the brain. However, we see that the brain's expression is different. After PDV infection, the latent expression is significantly reduced in the PDV infected graft brains, because latent expression is directly enhanced by the binding between the amphetamine and latent on the cell surface. So PDV infection may reduce the release or excretion of the amphetamine from the cell surface, but not expression of the amphetamine itself. So, next question is, does PDV treatment of protein works as a neurotropic agent? To answer this question, we construct the transgenic mice that express the PDV protein in the brain. We generate the transgenic mice using the GFAP promoter to express the PDV protein in glial cells. And we get the several strains of this transgenic mice, including the P24 high expression strain and P24 low expression strains. In P24 high strains, GFAP20, P24 protein is found as part of the amyloid beta A, but not in the P24 low strains, GFAP4. This is a 6-month-old transgenic mice. You can see the lot of expression of the P24 protein in spread. And interestingly, aging mice show the P24 protein as a structure like a small dot like structure in around the hippocampus region. And this structure gradually increases with the aging of tissue mice. Double staining of this section with GFAP and P24 indicating that P24 protein is located not only in the nucleus, this is 6-month-old mice, but also accumulate in the cytoplasmic neuropil region. Neuropil is a complex structure of the neuroid and axons. So this result indicated that P24 protein but we are accumulating in the cytoplasm with the aging in this tissue mass. So we next analyze the behavior of this tissue mass. First, we analyze the open field activity of tissue mass using the activity case. There is no difference among the OTG and TG in the open field activity. We next observe offensive intermedial aggression of this TG max. As you can see here, P24 high strain, GFAP20, shows a significant higher aggressive behavior. The total number of binding attack is very high compared with other mice, and time readiness to the cross binding is very short. So this result indicates that the GFAP20 mice shows aggressive behavior compared with the other mice. We also investigate the learning ability of these tissue mice. P24 low expression strain WB4 and MTG run very hard. The escape point on the water. Oh, this is the water mass test. This mass gradually run the point of the escape in the water. But the between what high expected strength WB20 never memorize the press of the escape platform in the water during the trials. The probe test also indicated that this peak 24 high strength capability training reduces the ability of learning. So this result indicated that the capability training strength shows the neurological neuropsychiatric right disorders. So what caused this phenotype in the capability training class? We analyzed the synaptic formation and median of expression in this mice, median and epithelial now it's a factor that is important for the general function of neurons. So as you can see here, synaptic formation and median of expression is gradually decreased with the aging of this mice. We also checking the serotonin or serotonin receptor expression in the staging mass. So this result indicates that the expression of P24 protein in the glial cells in for the induction of the neurological deficit and neuropsychiatric disorder in the staging mass. So this is a possible mechanism of neurogenesis of these bias. BDB may induce the progeny of neuronal cells in infected brains. This progeny may be caused by the dysfunction of the adrenal or its related proteins. That is important for the survival of the cells, resulting in the growth of the migration ability, plasticity, and viability of the infected brains. And this progeny must make the infected brain difficult to last the stress inside or outside. So this is the last question. So what is a specific disease in a human infected with a PDB? So unfortunately, actually I don't know now, but this must be dependent on age of the infection or region of the infection of the brain and what genetics in human or status of the host. And also finding the dysfunction of human brains will be helpful for understanding the specific disease in the human infected with PDB. This is the final slide, so I will thank the whole member of our laboratory. Much of this study was conducted by the Kamidana, the third-year graduate student, and we also thank the Dr. Yukta, the also support professor, and Dr. Monon, he met the transgenic mice with special techniques. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much. Now, discuss it, Dr. King.
Can you ask you
given the distribution of the virus?
We also generated a neuronal promoter, but that also, that the expression is not very so interesting.
Any other question? Dr. Rafti?
So, you mentioned P53, but you didn't mention MDM2, which is involved in the autoregulation of P53. Have you looked at the role of MDM2 with amphoterin?
So we have not studied acrodiamidic true right now, but we try to study it.
Okay, so if not, thank you very much.